Hey, you're listening to China232.com.
Hey guys, what time is it now? It's about lunchtime here. We just ate food over here. I actually cooked something pretty nice, I think.
What were you cooking, Addy?
I was cooking up a dish of vegetables and chicken, a little bit of brown rice, actually, because of our diet still.
Trying to get healthy, trying to look good for the summertime. We're
beach
back.
Beach season coming up.
The beach season, trying to look good on the beach, lose a bit of the extra fat.
Right.
If anyone's got any. That's what we're doing here at China232.com. Always going for an improvement. I'm Andrew and I'm with Otis.
Oh, hey guys. Hey guys.
I'm sure you know us, so we will stop doing that. And today we've got another dialogue. Surprise, surprise.
And what are we talking about today?
We are talking about somebody was making a big scene at a restaurant.
Ooh.
And it's two guys talking about, hey, you know, why did that girl make the scene? And
what is a scene? What do you mean by that?
Okay, good question. Yeah, making a scene, usually it's kind of a bad scene. And if you're going, so let's say you're out in public and
sure,
other people can be around to see what you're doing, and you do something kind of embarrassing or you do something that causes other people to look at you, you're making a scene. So an example is something like, you go to a restaurant with your friends and one of the people just, you know, gets really upset and starts yelling at someone else. That's making a scene because other people are thinking, why are they yelling? Why are they being so rude? So everyone's watching you in the scene. You know, you're
right. You're sort of making a spectacle of yourself. Everyone's looking at
you're
you.
You're becoming the center of attention.
Right.
So to speak. And these are not good scenes. Making a scene is not talking about something good.
It's not positive here. Okay, good. Okay, do you want to move into the dialogue?
I say we do it.
I want to, because I'm pretty excited.
I say we do it.
Good. Okay, who's going first?
Go for it.
So what did you think about lunch yesterday?
The food was really good.
You know that's not what I was talking about.
I was trying to avoid the subject, but I guess you're not going to let me off that easily. I guess Megan overreacts sometimes.
Overreacts? She threw her drink right in my face and stormed out of the restaurant. She made quite a scene over one innocent comment.
Well, you shouldn't have made fun of her earrings.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on your side, but I wouldn't have said what you said, that's all.
Fine, I admit the comment was a little rude, but she really crossed the line. I hope you aren't going to see her again.
I might.
In a word, pathetic.
Very, very nice dialogue, Addy.
Wow, this girl sounds like a handful, to say the least.
She sounds like trouble, and the guy sounds whipped. We already talked about a guy being whipped.
We certainly did.
By
recap,
some girl.
Though, what does it mean to be being whipped?
To be whipped is, you know, the girl is controlling you, basically, and you do what she says. And even if she makes a mistake, you don't tell her about it. And she kind of controls your life.
Right. You're living in fear almost,
you're
aren't
you? You're scared of her and you still want her to be around. So you just live like a shadow.
Right. Like a little baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't want that. Okay. Let's talk about the dialogue now.
Yeah. So first one, it says, you know, that's not what I was talking about.
Okay. So the first thing in our dialogue we're going to talk about is the phrase, you know, that's not what I was talking about.
Okay, so you say this to somebody. If you ask them a question and you hope that they're going to answer that question in a certain way, but they don't because they don't want to answer that question in your way.
So here, they could have answered the question in a number of different ways, this kind of question, but they chose to answer it in a way so that they didn't have to talk about what you wanted them to talk about. Even though they knew that. That's a funny... That was a mouthful here, I admit. But we'll explain it and give you an example.
Yeah, so the example here is quite a good one. Ad said, so what did you think about lunch yesterday? So here, I can choose how I want to answer this question. I can talk about the food, which I did. Or I can talk about, you know, the restaurant. I can talk about the conversation at the restaurant. I can talk about lots of different things. I chose to answer by saying the food was really good. Ad says to me, you know, that's not what I was talking about, meaning, you know, I was talking about something else. Like in this case, it was the scene that that girl made in the restaurant.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what happened. He could have made any sort of an answer. He chose lunch. Could have been anything. Not what they were talking about.
I chose the food. Yeah, and that's because the next one, it goes right into it. I was trying to avoid the subject. So the subject here was the girl's behavior in the restaurant.
Right, it's what we were really talking about in the major thing that happened, right? Yesterday.
The subject is what you're really talking about or who you're really talking about. Mm-hmm. And in this case, it was the girl and her bad behavior in the restaurant. But I was trying not to talk about that because it was the girl I brought, so I didn't want to talk about it. It was a sensitive topic, so I was trying to avoid the subject.
Right, you were trying to get away from the subject.
Yeah. And then I said, I guess you're not going to let me off that easily. So what is let me off?
Let me off. We're talking about letting somebody off here. What does that mean, Andrew?
Thanks for the intro, Addy. Or letting somebody off means you're not going to force them to take responsibility for something that they did. So, for example, a policeman might let a driver off for driving too quickly by not giving him a ticket. He could have given the ticket. The driver went too fast, but the policeman let him off. He let the driver get away without taking responsibility for that. Now, here we said, I said, you're not going to let me off that easily. In this case, we're talking about
this, avoiding the subject.
Avoiding the subject.
Right?
He's not going to let me not talk about the subject. He's going to say, look, you've got to talk about the subject. It's very like, important.
Yeah, we are talking about this. Well, I'm talking about it anyways. So let's start the conversation.
Yep.
The real conversation. Okay, good. The next one is stormed out. That means to leave a situation or something very quickly in a hurry, like almost in anger.
Right. If you're mad at something and you just get up and leave really angrily and slam the door, they call that storming out, just like you're a big thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you just leave really quickly and just, I can't believe you said that. I'm never talking to you again. Slam the door.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Storming out.
That's storming out. Very angry, leaving quickly. Okay, good. Next one. Made quite a scene, right?
And we already talked about this one.
Mm-hmm. Did.
But again, this is just kind of some kind of bad behavior where you're drawing attention from other people around you in a public area or a place where there's other people around to see you.
Right.
So if you're doing something stupid, embarrassing, or anything that causes people, usually a bad thing that causes people to look at you, they say, oh, you made quite a scene.
Right.
Last night when you were drunk and you kept spilling things
right. usually,
on the floor.
Usually here you're not acting in a way that you should in public, right?
Right.
So it's kind of embarrassing for your group and yourself. It should be too, I would
exactly.
say.
Exactly.
Okay, the next one is innocent comment, right?
Yeah, I said she made quite a scene over one innocent comment. And the comment apparently was something about her earrings. And an innocent comment means I'm not trying to cause any harm by this. I don't mean to hurt anybody.
Right, we're just having a conversation.
I'm just having fun. I don't mean anything at all bad by this. And that's an innocent comment. You have no intention to hurt anyone else.
Right, you don't want to hurt anyone or say anything that you shouldn't have. You're just talking and you just want to have a conversation that's relaxed and just enjoyable.
You say something that you don't mean to hurt anyone. That's an innocent comment. Okay, so the next one, we've got the question, whose side are you on? Now, this is whose side? What does this mean? We're talking about two people or two groups of people have a disagreement. Each of them have a different point, so that means each of them are on a different side.
Right, different opinions here.
It's a different side. So if you ask whose side are you on means who do you agree with? Which one do you agree with? And Ad asked me that question, whose side are you on? And I'm saying, I'm on your side. I agree with you, Ad. I don't agree with the girl.
Right. The reason why I said, whose side are you on? Because you were being really defensive about it, right? And making excuses for this girl that ran, like she was making a scene.
Right. But I'm saying, hey, you know, you shouldn't have said something about her earring. So you're wondering, do I agree with her or do I agree with you?
Right.
You know, exactly. What do I think now? Now it's getting really confusing. So who do you agree with? Whose side are you on?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Next one, crossed the line. Ad says, fine, I admit the little rude, but she really crossed the line. So that means she went too far. There's an imaginary line, which is kind of, that's the most you can do about something. And if you go past that, that's called crossing the line. You went too far. You did too much of a reaction.
Right. You said too much. You put your foot in your mouth, or you did something that you should not have done.
Yeah. So, for example, Ad might have said, you know, it would have been okay if she said, hey, I don't think you should say anything about my earrings. I'm a little sensitive about my earrings. If she said something like that, maybe Ad could have accepted it. But throwing a drink in his face,
right.
That was really... We said it in another lesson, going overboard.
Right.
That was too much. She really crossed the line.
Right. That's,
I mean,
that's quite an overreaction here, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a big overreaction.
For just making one innocent comment, right?
Yeah. And he hopes that I'm not going to see her again after that scene that she caused. And I said I might.
But I know, like, why would this person still see this girl even though she's behaving this way?
She's behaving horribly.
Okay, the next one, I say, in a word, pathetic.
Right, so this in a word phrase means if you were to only choose one word to describe a situation, you can say in a word and then choose one word. So here he said, in a word, pathetic. So if I could only use one word to talk about you, it's pathetic.
Right, you know? Like you could say, how was your trip? Well, in a word, amazing.
Right.
Right. Any way that you can use one word, describe the whole situation. Mm-hmm. Sum it up in one easy to say.
Sum it up. We're comment. Done here. Another good one. I think a lot to be learned here. And we're starting to use the terms in old lessons. So you really want to get back and make sure you've got all of these terms. So you're really growing. You're really improving with the group here. I hope you're getting your friends on
board. We're already moving on,
we're
right?
We're moving. Everything's going
we're
well.
We're grooving.
We're cooking.
Okay,
and
good.
Thank you, everyone, again for listening to www.china232.com. Get on the website. Leave a comment or two. Email me. I will get back to you. I've had some nice emails from
right,
people.
Right, Andrew. Right, right,
blah,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. And we'll see you next time. And do the business English.
Business.
We'll see you next time.
See ya.